thought we played probably our most complete game as far as mentally being switched on, and we asserted ourselves physically. We didn't get pushed around too much and got rebounds, and you know, that's kind of what we said before the game. It's kind of, we got to go back a lot of steps, and we can't focus on the X and O's as much as just getting our foundation better.
Excellent start to the game as well. You found yourself 11-4 up.
Yeah, it came out well. Like I said, the energy, when we come out with that kind of energy, especially in our home court, we've had success. Worst, we had the same kind of success. It's just about coming out with the right mindset, looking to be aggressive, looking to help your teammate with screens and moving the ball, and that's what works.
Newcastle came back into it in the second and the third period, but talk me through that final period. You come into it 7 points down and quite an end to the game.
Yeah, we made some great hustle plays, some great effort plays. Allen made some tough shots. It was all about, you know, effort. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well. I think they shot much better than us from the three-point line. But we were able to stick with them with a lot of effort plays. And, in the past, it's kind of been, they've made shots and had more effort than us. And, we didn't stand a chance with that combination. But, I think we worked really hard and we matched the effort. And that paid dividends.
Allen Payne in that fourth quarter as well had an excellent game.
Yeah, he's starting to settle in. We've been working trying to get our team settled and comfortable with each other. It takes a while sometimes. You can have a team of seven new guys and it works out really easy. Sometimes one or two pieces kind of just throws off the alignment. So it's still trying to get that adjustment and get everybody on the same page.
No John Barber tonight. What was that?
He just got a last-minute little niggling injury in his calf muscle, so hopefully he'll be back Sunday.
So he will play against Plymouth on Sunday, you think?
I hope so. It's questionable, but, it's one of those injuries that we're not quite sure how severe it is and what he can play through. We don't want to make it worse.
These two-legged games are difficult to kind of evaluate. You come to the end of the game, you've lost by two, but you only take a two-point deficit into the second leg. How do you look at it? What was the goal before tonight?
Well, in these kind of games, ideally, in a perfect world, you win by 20, 30 points and you have a nice advantage going in. But, against a team like Newcastle, you just want to be thereabouts. You're not going to usually get a big run on them, especially shooting the ball the way we did. We'd have to hit a lot more three-pointers to get a big lead on them. So, shooting the way we did to be in that kind of range of them, it's a great spot for us.
Colin Singh was afforded a bit more time from the three-point line. Do you think that was a bit of disrespect on Newcastle's part?
Well, I think that's kind of how they kind of scouted us up, and they're trying to make guys they feel aren't in that position usually to make those shots and plays and kind of bait you into taking bad early shots. So, Colin didn't fall for it. He did a good job staying mature and just running offense and playing his game.
What do you have to do now to overturn that two-point deficit going into the second leg in December?
I think we need to do much of the same. I think we need to be well prepared for them coming back with a lot of energy and a lot of emotion and definitely, the same kind of offense output. But for us, it's about taking this kind of game on the road and then hopefully making some more shots and finishing more plays off.
Do you hope tonight's performance can boost your performances in the league as well? Because obviously three consecutive defeats before tonight's game.
I think it's going to play a major part. We were struggling at times, and some of those games you can look at are two-point buzzer beaters or down by one on the road, and we've lost twice to Newcastle. We've had a bit of a tough schedule, but that's the life in the BBL, and everybody does, and you can't use that excuse. It's good maybe once or twice, but not this early, so we need to just get back on track, and we've put all the excuses aside, and we just got to get better and work harder.
You got Plymouth on Sunday. What are the thoughts ahead of that one, a team that you beat heavily earlier in the season?
A very tough team. They have a great home court advantage. Coming off this game, we might have a little tired legs, so we're going to have to play a lot smarter and take care of the ball a lot better because they do pressure and they're exceptional getting out in transition and finishing. They have a lot of option and weapons, so it's going to be just as tough as it is tonight.
And then a tough couple of trips on the road. I think you're not at home for another four games after Plymouth on Sunday.
Yeah, we've been kind of spoiled with our schedule so far. We've had a lot of home games and there's some weeks off, so now that's all over. We got to get to the grind of the away games and more back-to-backs.
And traditionally, away games haven't been good for the Sharks.
Yeah, we've fallen a little bit in away games. I mean, last season, I think we lost six times. We probably had five or six losses on the road. So it's not. I think every team, if you're going to lose, it's usually on the road. And we just got to make sure we, like I said, play a lot smarter on the road. We can't come out and just rely on energy. We got to play with heads, some intelligence.
Just finally, I wanted to ask you about Leeds. You've got Leeds in obviously next Friday, a team we've not faced yet, but an interesting Yorkshire derby.
Yeah, they're. I think they're coming into their own a little bit. They've won a game recently, won a couple games, or one or two games. We played them in university with some other guys. It's interesting now. They're pretty much our local team kind of thing, and hopefully we can get some good fan support and make it an atmosphere. But I know they're definitely improving every game, and I've seen some of the results. They're getting better and better and adjusting to the BBL.
They have struggled when they came in, obviously sit currently bottom of the BBL though.
Yeah, they're struggling, but that's to be expected coming in. New team in the BBL, trying to just get your legs and footing. I think it didn't help that Bristol came in and had such a great start, because it kind of makes them look like they're not doing as well. But I think they're doing a good job for the first time adjusting to the new league.